Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Beautiful Game Wrap Up. I have decided to change it from weekly because, to me, there's just way too much stuff going on in the soccer world these days that I can't wait a week to tell y'all what's going down. So, with that being said, thank you all for listening. Welcome to episode 2. Of this amazing podcast. Again, thank you all for listening. I am your host, Ian Livingston Brooking, here in the lovely Conway, South Carolina, just outside of Myrtle Beach. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Some incredible, incredible moments in the World Cup, in the round of 16, as well as previewing previewing all of the 4 quarterfinal matchups. Who will advance? Who will take the bus home? You'll have to find out, as well as what is up with Cristiano Ronaldo. Will he sign with Juventus? Rumors say yes, he will. Tune in, keep listening, and let's get this rolling. All right, so when last we spoke, I gave a little bit of a recap of the first 4 round of 16 games, and then a quick preview of the games that are happening on July 2nd. And oh my gosh, y'all, we were in for a major treat on the 2nd of July, because Neymar, despite flopping around like LeBron James out there, advanced to the quarterfinals after defeating Mexico 2-0. But then if that game was filled with everything soccer fans love, goals, drama, passion, well, then the next game was filled with just that and 100 times more. Because we saw Japan, who literally was on the defense the entire first half, score 2 goals in 4 minutes in the second half. And then Belgium comes back 2-2 with a quarter of an hour to play. Thinking, oh my goodness, this is going into stoppage, this is going to add extra time. And then Courtois makes a save, and he just happens to throw it out there. And when I saw that happen, I had goosebumps and a flashback to when 2010, Landon Donovan, and that goal that sent the U.S. through to the next round. And then, of course, you know, Chadli, the substitute, mind you, put it away, sending Belgium to the round of eight, aka the quarterfinal. They will take on Brazil tomorrow. That is going to be an interesting matchup, mainly because of Brazil and how they have everyone, you know, pretty much some of the biggest names in football. But Belgium has been known as one of the biggest dark horses in international soccer. And can this be the moment that Belgium moves on, and the guys, as the team that's made up of mainly Premier League players, great Premier League players, advanced to the semifinals and take on, I don't even know who they, most likely France. France will advance against Uruguay. I'll go into that here in a minute, but it'll be great to see guys like Lukaku, Hazard, Company, and Courtois all advance to the semifinals. As I mentioned, France and Uruguay, I think I have France advancing mainly because of how well France has performed in this World Cup so far. Granted, a 4-3 win against Argentina doesn't sound convincing, but they were up at a point. They were up early. Went down early in the second half, and then by stroke of some incredible goals by some incredible players, they were able to move on and not allow Messi to score. So it was, but like I said, I think Uruguay has a shot if they don't let the fact that Cavani most likely will not be playing, if they don't let that get to their heads. To be honest, I don't see that game going to penalties, like how we've seen a lot happen. 3 in the round of 16, the first time that's ever happened at a World Cup. I think that France will advance in added extra time, but if it does go to penalties, I honestly think Uruguay has a chance to win it in penalties. As for regular time, full 90 minutes, and then added extra time, I think France has it because of the talent that they have. But again, I would not count out Uruguay in this chance. We will all see what happens tomorrow at 10 a.m. in that match. But I really would like to see just another great game that we've been treated to in this World Cup. Before I get to the first game that will be played on Saturday the 7th, I'm going to preview the host nation's match against Croatia. I honestly think there is no stopping Russia now, to be honest. Do I think they will win the World Cup? No. I think on the other side, when you have teams such as, you have Brazil, Belgium, Uruguay, and France, I think the winner will come out of that bracket, if I'm being 100% honest. But I think Russia will give their fans, their home fans, a brilliant show, especially after defeating Spain in penalties the way that they did. Like I said, I honestly think that game will be settled in regular time. I think Russia, just with the way that they have utilized their subs, utilized their positioning on with certain players, I think, yeah, Croatia has some great names to them, but I think Russia has rallied around this team spirit, and this, they've fed off the home crowd energy that I honestly think they will be playing in Moscow at Luzhniki Stadium on July 11th. Now, this little segment is going to be broken up into a couple of parts, maybe two, maybe three. I'll see when we get there. But first of all, before I preview Sweden and England, I would just like to say, it's coming home. Because for the first time ever, the other day, England actually won a penalty shootout against Colombia. Now, winning a penalty shootout, that's a big deal. But when you're England and your track record with penalty shootouts, not just World Cup, if you look at their Euro history, it is absolutely atrocious. I remember when I was vacationing on Phillip Island, I watched their shootout versus Portugal and how they lost that one. And again, my father, who was born and raised in England, can tell you how many times he and his family have watched England just collapse under the pressure of a penalty shootout. So it was absolutely incredible. If you want to look at my social media, I think I have the videos up of when I celebrated Dyer's winning penalty. I absolutely lost it. I really did. But it was a great moment for not just, my family and their history being English, but for all of England. And it's great to see guys such as Marcus Rashford, Harry Kane, Jamie Vardy, some of these young English players from Premier League teams, not just show that they're just Premier League names, but to prove that they can make a difference on their national team as well. And that's why I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how I think England will beat Sweden, who also has a chip on their shoulder going into their quarterfinal matchup in Samara on Saturday. Now, like I said, Sweden have a chip on their shoulder mainly because they are into the quarterfinals for the first time since when they placed third in 1994. And that was a big deal for them because that was the first time they had ever went so far until back in 1958 when they hosted. Sweden has a lot of early success, quarterfinals in 34, fourth place in 38, third place in 1950, runners up when they hosted in 1958. But since then, they have not done much. So, but then when they get a player like Zlatan, and but now all of a sudden Zlatan's not there, we all thought Sweden's out. Sweden's not going to make it out of there. And yet, here they are, about to play England in the quarterfinals. Now, like I said, both England and Sweden have huge momentum, but I think England's monumentous penalty shootout victory is enough for them to catapult a win over Sweden. While I would definitely like to see Sweden advance just for the beautiful story that they have had, my English pride is a little bit too much, so I would like to see England get out the victory. But as we all know, England can be England, so we will have to see on Saturday. So with that being said, it looks like I have France and Belgium, Russia and England going into the semifinals. But then again, this is soccer. That could totally change. I could be 1-4, or I could be 0-4. All the teams that I picked just now could lose. Who knows? That's why, you know, this World Cup has been so incredible to us, and it, you know, some amazing moments, some amazing stories. One of the best stories that I heard out of the World Cup was, despite having a 2-goal lead, losing in the final minute of stoppage time, Japan cleaned up their locker rooms 10,000 times better than if I was to spend 2 weeks cleaning my room from top to bottom with the best professional help I could get. And they left a thank you note to Russia. Now that is pure class from the Japanese national team. So hats off to you, Japan. You scored some two incredible goals, to be honest. They really were incredible. But unfortunately, it was just Belgium's day. But thank you for this incredible story and that little, you know, thing that you did in the locker room. That was really beautiful. And that's just a small part of what makes the beautiful game beautiful. And now to probably one of the biggest transfer news since, I guess you could say, Coutinho. Probably since Neymar of last year. But there are reports that Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Real Madrid, where he has won 3 consecutive Champions League titles, to go to Juventus. There are a lot of reports swirling around of how much his fee is. The word is that Madrid drastically dropped his buyout clause from close to 900 million to just over 100. There are reports that he is going to make 500,000 euros a week. Again, this is all speculation, but according to analysts and reports, Ronaldo will make, there will be an announcement on Saturday. So, let's be honest, as much as we love the World Cup, that probably would be the biggest story on Saturday if that was to break. Should Ronaldo go to Juventus? It's a nice move for him, if I'm going to be absolutely honest. As a Manchester United fan, I would love to see him come back to United. But we have way too much star power there for that to happen. And then, of course, you like to say, hey, come over to MLS, but with guys like Zlatan, David Villa, and Wayne Rooney now coming over, he wants to be one of the big stars, and he will be, but I think this move is good for him. Now, what Juventus plan on doing to help, you know, even out that type of purchase remains to be seen. It's going to be really interesting to see what goes down in the next few weeks on the transfer markets, especially after the World Cup when players return from their countries. But that is the big news in regards to Ronaldo. Well, that about does it for now. Thank you all for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Be sure to share this with your friends in whatever way, shape, or form that you can. I know this is very, very new. I'm very, very new at this, so I apologize for some of the poor sound quality, things like that. But I am going to work on this. I am a broke college student, so you have to remember that. But again, thank you. Odds are the next episode will come around maybe Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, Monday night. It will definitely come out before the Tuesday semifinal match. That's for sure. But until then, be sure to check out the World Cup tomorrow. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. The first game between Brazil and Belgium at 10 a.m. And then the next game being France and Uruguay on at 2 p.m. Be sure to wear your colors and cheer your countries or players on with pride. And always remember to show love for the beautiful game. Thank you all.